to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a chiropractic physician, wellness consultant, and consumer health advocate. She's taught at the Hippocrates Health Institute and worked with Fortune 500 companies on how to improve health through diet and nutrition. Her new book is called Rainbow Juice Cleanse, Lose Weight, Boost Energy, and Supercharge Your Health. Welcome, Dr. Ginger Southall. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello. Great to have you on the show, Doc.
Thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate being here today to discuss the Rainbow Juice Cleanse.
You know, we need some variety of colors to the show, and you're going to do that for us. Share with the listeners.
Well, I can do that for you.
Yeah, you talk about in the book something interesting that I don't think people realize, the difference between juices, smoothies, and shakes. And is there one that you like better?
Well, you know, I put all of them into my routine throughout the week, and, you know, so beautiful, and that's kind of where I come from with all of this. There's different reasons to use, you know, different ones, but for everyone just in general, it's great to kind of get the benefits of all of them.
Right, that makes sense. And I know many diehard carrot juicers out there, and that's all they mix. No variety of colors of the rainbow, just orange and more orange. Share why you feel variety of rainbow colors is so important.
Well, the phytonutrients or the phytochemicals, which are the plant nutrients that really provide, honestly, some things that we don't, science has even yet to discover, but we all know of certain phytochemicals and phytonutrients, you know, probably carotene, beta carotene and carrot being the most popular one. But there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of them. And we're discovering that, you know, food really can do wonders for the body. I mean, if you give your body the proper tools, it knows what do.
Exactly.
But we either don't consume a wide variety of nature's foods, or we kind of stick to, like you're talking about, someone just sticks to their carrot juice and that's it. And so we're not getting the wide variety that nature has provided us. So really, you really need to incorporate both in foods as well as juices and smoothies, the rainbow of colors to get everything that we were meant to get so that we can stay healthy in today's society.
Yeah. And one of these folks that drink this carrot juice so much, they actually are orange tint. So I don't think you're going to get, you're not going to change. So with your diet, you're not going to change color of skin.
No, we're going to keep a wide variety of colors so that it all evens out.
That's great. Something interesting in your book I want to bring out, you say, eat your fruits, juice your veggies. This is interesting because my favorite smoothie is almond milk, blueberries, kale, spinach, and avocado. Am I better off leaving out the blueberries?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to juices, now we've all seen the infomercials where, you know, you stick the cucumber in one end and the fiber comes out one end.
Correct.
And then the juice, the organic nutrients come out the other end. And therapeutically speaking, you know, you're taking the fiber out, but it's like a shot of instant energy and instant nutrition. So from a healing perspective, you know, juices were utilized and still are utilized with people maybe with cancers or various diseases where their body isn't extracting nutrients from food and they're withering away. And so this is a great boost for those people. But it kind of became more mainstream with athletes, and I even work with high school wrestlers and get them to juice instead of starve themselves so they get those electrolytes and those nutrients. So, you know, the juicing thing, you're extracting the fiber, which is why I explained, okay, but if you make a smoothie, it's a whole different ballgame. You put everything in there, so you're getting the fiber. So people with high cholesterol, smoothies are great for them. But when it comes to transitioning to a healthy diet, what most people who are eating, say, the standard American diet or the standard, you know, fat food, fast food, unprocessed diet, what they usually migrate to is what they're addicted to. And most people are addicted to sugar, and they have those comfort food cravings for fat. So when they decide to eat healthy, they jump to fruit juice, lots of fruit juice and lots of fruits and perhaps lots of nuts.
Right.
And that's okay, but you're really making a lateral move. You're not making an upward move. So I say, because of the sugar fixation issue, don't juice your fruit because that's just fructose. That's a glass of fructose, and you're not helping your sugar fix. Eat your fruit. That way the fiber helps slow down that insulin rush, and juice your veggies because we don't get enough nutrients from veggies and sprouts and herbs and things along those lines.
Interesting. I know the term juicing often goes hand in hand with the term cleansing. Why are those two so synonymous?
You know, because you're really nourishing the body from a cellular level when you juice, because you're extracting out the fiber and it literally, like, it's absorbed instantly. And so your body's getting all of these great nutrients from a cellular level, and you're cleansing the system. You're getting it more alkaline, and you're, you know, obviously you're helping you're substituting right. perhaps bad food for healthier food, and you're cleansing the system.
Great. So that's real good. You know, it's funny. We clean our house, we clean our cars, we clean our boats, but people don't clean their body. You know, their insides.
No.
So it makes a lot of sense.
And we're such a toxic society
yes.
that, you know, even and the Rainbow Juice Cleanse, there's a full-on 7-day juice cleanse in the book, but there's also a warm-up phase and a rev-up phase. And I have people that I work with who want to jump right into the 7-day juice cleanse because they're juicers and they're into that and they like that. I have other people who have never had a juice before except for maybe a glass of orange juice, pasteurized orange juice, and they're not quite ready for that, but they want to start eating some healthier foods and maybe kind of play around with it a little bit. And so the warm-up offers them that opportunity because there's plenty of food recipes in the book as well. And then there's the rev-up phase for those who are ready to give up all the bad foods they're eating. They eat from the food list in the book and the food recipes in the book, and they pick one day a week to juice all day long. Utilizing
right.
the rainbows. And so there's phases for various people out there. So it's not just a juice plant.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the recipes. I enjoyed your book. One that caught my eye is the collard veggie burger, and I actually plan on making that this weekend. And being from
yeah.
up north, I never had collard greens until I came to North Carolina. I am hooked. I love them. They're actually number one on my list for veggies. So
that's
you know,
awesome. Well,
that's
full
why
of great
I want
nutrients,
to make.
Too.
For those that use the excuse they're too busy, do most of your recipes require a lot of time in the kitchen, or can they pretty much get in there and get a quick recipe?
No, they're fairly easy to make, fairly quick to make. And, you know, people even complain about, oh, I don't want to clean the juicer. But if you think about it, you know, in the morning, if you make, you know, eggs, bacon, toast, you know, all of that, it takes a lot longer to put all that together, eat it, and put it away than it does just to, you know, whip out your juicer, make a juice,
exactly.
get that instant energy, those instant nutrients, and just, you know, real quick clean out your juicer. So that excuse doesn't work for me.
That's great. I do want to mention the endorsements you have in this book are a who's who in health, diet, nutrition. I mean, many of them have been guests on our show, including Dr. Joel Fuhrman, J.J. Virgin, Vonnie Hari, and our very own Kim Barnuen. And quite an interesting
yeah.
and great fan base you have there. And let me.
Yeah, that was really exciting to have the support of everyone. I'm thrilled that they kind of like the kind of twist that I put on the book. It's not your usual juice book, that's for sure.
Right. What's really neat, you know, whether you're a vegan, paleo diet, Mediterranean diet follower, everyone seems to agree one thing: fruits and vegetables should be part of the diet. So you're kind of right there where no one's going to say, I don't believe her. You know, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, it's kind of getting back to common sense, getting back to nature's food. You know, that's got to be the base of what we eat. And then, you know, you don't have to be perfect, but, you know, in today's world, you know, if you're not getting nutrients, we're not getting it from soil, we're not getting, you know, whenever you take a prescription or over-the-counter medication, your body's being depleted of nutrients. So we have
right.
to get back to the basics and start eating some real food and getting that nourishment from a cellular level.
That's great. And the minute we have left, I know there's so many gadgets, blenders, juicers on the market. Do they all work, or is there one that you give the thumbs up to? What's an approved juicer?
You know what? For most people who are starting this, I don't want it to be an expensive venture, so I say pick something that you can afford that you will use, and as you get more into it, you know, you buy a real cheap juicer, the motor's going to burn out because you use it so much. So you'll want to advance kind of as your health and your knowledge advances, but just buy something that you can afford so you can get one, and buy something that you will use.
Right, and that you have room for, because some of these I've seen are just huge and heavy.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
You know, whatever room. That's great. Great, great, great information, Doc. Thanks so much for being on the show.
And thank you so much, Dr. Ginger. Always a pleasure. And to get the latest book, Rainbow Juice Cleanse, learn how to detoxify your body and lose up to 7 pounds in just 7 days, go to therainbowjuicecleanse.com and also check out her website, thedrginger.com. Follow her on Twitter at The Dr. Ginger. It's all Dr. Ginger. It's pretty easy to remember. And to get our daily health tweets, follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen to the podcasts anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.